If you're in the world of B2B and, you know, constantly asking yourself whether you should be pushing out tons of content or maybe really focusing on creating just a few standout pieces, then this deep dive is definitely for you.
Yeah. Today we're diving into a core challenge for B2B marketers. It's that often debated balance, isn't it, between how much content you create versus how impactful that content actually is.
Right.
And we've looked at some, well, pretty fascinating data to help bring some clarity here.
Exactly. Our goal today is pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
We want to give you a much clearer picture of what actually delivers the best return on investment, the ROI. You know, the value you get back from your B2B content strategy. We're not just guessing here.
Precisely. We've examined research covering the real hurdles B2B marketers face, the way business buyers are, well, changing how they gather info. And most importantly, how different content approaches actually affect engagement. And critically, how well you rank in search engines your SEO.
Okay, let's unpack this then. One of the first things that really stood out to me is this fundamental challenge B2B marketers seem to have. Just producing the right content.
Yeah.
It turns out a significant number, like 57% of them, struggle with this. Why do you think that is? Is it not understanding the audience enough? Or
that's a really good question. And what's fascinating here is that this struggle exists even though B2B buyers are actually consuming, well, a lot of content.
Really?
Yeah. Almost half, 46%, they consume more content than your average person when they're actively researching solutions for their business.
Wow.
So that suggests the issue might be less about a lack of desire for content and maybe more about creating stuff that truly resonates, you know,
yeah,
that answers their specific needs.
And it's not just a quick look either, is it? The data shows most B2B buyers engage with, what was it, at least 10 pieces of content.
At least 10.
Before they even get close to considering a purchase, that's a lot of information they're taking in.
It really highlights how important it is to be there, providing value at multiple stages of their research. You can't just pop up at the end.
Makes sense.
And when we look at the formats that seem to connect best, it's interesting blogs are still incredibly important.
Still, even with video and everything else. Yeah.
A big chunk, 59% of B2B marketers see them as the most valuable format. It suggests that, you know, even now, the written word offers a depth and maybe a searchability that B2B buyers really rely on.
So it seems like an initial key takeaway here is pretty clear. If you're not really prioritizing creating high quality, informative blog content that directly tackles the specific problems and needs of your target audience, you're probably missing a big opportunity to connect.
Absolutely. And this emphasis on quality, it gets even clearer when we look at how content influences the buyer's journey, especially their interactions with sales teams.
How so?
Well, we see that nearly half of B2B buyers, it's around 47%, they only reach out to a salesperson after they've already consumed between 3 and 5 pieces of your content.
So the content's doing some of the initial legwork then, kind of warming them up.
Exactly. Think of it as pre-sales education happening right there in your content.
And that earlier point about buyers hitting at least 10 pieces before a purchase, well, that number actually goes up, right?
It does. The average is around 13 pieces consumed before they actually decide to make that purchase.
13. Wow. It just underscores how much research goes into these B2B decisions.
It really does. And what kind of content are these, you know, discerning buyers looking for during all this research?
Yeah, what works best?
Well, an overwhelming majority, 87% of B2B marketers themselves, believe that informational articles are far more effective than just, you know, promotional stuff.
Right. So it's about providing genuine insights, answering their questions.
Exactly. It's not about hitting them over the head with your product right away.
No hard sell up front.
No. It's about establishing yourself as a trusted resource, providing real value, and directly answering those critical questions buyers have at each stage.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Quality first.
Precisely. Now, while creating that high quality content is, well, essential, the research also really highlights the importance of consistency.
Ah, okay. So it's not just quality.
No. Think of it like building a reliable relationship. When your audience knows they can expect valuable insights from you regularly, you naturally become a go-to source for information in your field.
The data backs this up.
It does. A solid 58% of B2B marketers report they consistently deliver content according to a defined schedule.
So more than half are trying to be consistent.
Right. It's about showing up regularly, being a reliable presence. That routine delivery builds familiarity.
Keeps you top of mind.
Exactly. Your brand stays there, not just when someone's actively searching, but as a consistent source of relevant info within their field.
So the actionable insight here seems to be about being strategic with your content schedule, like thinking about when your audience is most active.
Yes, exactly. Or are there seasonal trends in their needs? Key industry events you can tie into? Aligning your content delivery with those things can give it much greater impact.
Right, timing matters.
It really does. And to really maximize your reach and impact, it's also vital to think beyond just one type of content.
Okay, diversification.
Yeah. High-performing B2B content strategies really understand the power of diversifying, using different formats, different channels.
And there's data on this, too.
There is. It's fascinating, actually. High-performing marketers, they use an average of 5 different content formats.
5. Okay.
Compared to those who underperform, who tend to stick to around 4.
Just one format difference, but it seems to matter.
It seems to, yeah. That seemingly small difference in variety appears to have a real impact.
So what kind of formats are we talking about beyond blogs?
Well, that's a great question. Often it's about catering to different learning styles, different stages of the buyer journey, you know.
Like video, maybe. Webinars.
Exactly. Webinars, videos can be great for visual learners or deeper engagement. Then you have things like case studies, white papers.
No.
Those offer more in-depth info for people closer to a decision.
Right. Different tools for different jobs.
Precisely.
Okay.
And this diversification extends to email marketing, too. Successful campaigns often integrate at least 4 different types of emails.
4 types? Like what?
Things like product updates, lead nurturing sequences, sharing thought leadership, catering to various needs, less effective campaigns. They tend to rely on maybe just 3 types, a narrower range.
Interesting. And it's important to remember, I guess, that not all content efforts pay off immediately.
That's such a crucial point. Some of those really valuable in-depth pieces, like comprehensive guides or detailed case studies, they might have a more delayed ROI.
But potentially a bigger one long term.
Exactly. A very significant return eventually. You're essentially building a content portfolio.
Or portfolio. I like that.
Yeah, with a mix of assets. Some offer quicker wins, others build long term value. And, you know, when we talk about boosting efforts, it's worth considering. For some businesses, outsourcing their email marketing could be a smart move.
To ensure quality and strategy align.
Yeah, exactly. Keep it high quality and aligned with the overall content strategy, especially if you don't have the internal resources.
So the core idea here is build a well-rounded content portfolio. Try different formats. Really watch your analytics.
Absolutely. See what resonates with different audience segments and definitely use your data to see what's truly driving results. A/B testing, emails, things like that.
Right. Data-driven decisions.
Exactly. And speaking of what drives results, let's pivot slightly to SEO.
Okay. Search engine optimization.
In today's digital world, creating high-quality content is absolutely fundamental for strong SEO. It's not just about keywords anymore. Not really.
There's more about the user experience.
Yes, it's about creating content that search engines recognize as valuable to their users. Does it answer their question? Does it keep them engaged? Does it show expertise?
That makes sense. Google wants to show the best stuff.
Precisely. And a remarkable 72% of online marketers actually view creating high-quality content as the most effective SEO strategy.
72%. Wow. That really shows where the focus needs to be.
It truly emphasizes the shift in how SEO is approached now. And the benefits for companies that actively blog, for instance, are quite impressive.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Typically, they see around a 55% increase in website traffic.
55% more traffic just from blogging well.
Yeah. And 97% more inbound links, those links from other sites, which search engines love.
Right. Like votes of confidence.
Exactly. And get this. Yeah, ticking boxes and focusing instead on creating content that truly resonates with audience needs and questions. This high quality stuff. That's what builds relationships, establishes you as an authority.
And keeps people coming back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Encourages those valuable repeat visits.
So some concrete steps you could take. Maybe really dig into your website analytics. See what's already working.
Absolutely. Identify your top performing content. Use those insights to guide future creation. Focus on those evergreen topics, the ones that consistently address your audience's core challenges.
And don't just publish and forget, right? Update older stuff.
Crucial point. Don't forget your existing content. Regularly review and update it. Keep it relevant. Keep it optimized for search.
Okay. So bringing this all together, when we synthesize all this info.
Yeah.
The key takeaway isn't really about choosing frequency or quality, is it?
Yeah, not at all. It's about finding that strategic balance, the sweet spot that ultimately delivers the greatest return on your investment.
Exactly. While being consistent, showing up regularly helps you stay visible and top of mind.
Keeps you relevant.
It's that high-quality content that really connects and motivates people to take action.
And as the data clearly shows, B2B buyers prioritize content that educates them, provides real value.
They do their homework.
They absolutely do their homework. Thorough research, consuming multiple pieces before deciding. So creating well-researched, targeted content that directly addresses their specific pain points and interests, well, it's absolutely critical for success.
And let's not forget the diversification piece,
mm-hmm.
using various formats and having that well-planned content calendar.
Right, reaching the right people at the right time in the right way.
So to sum up our deep dive today, impactful B2B marketing really hinges on a strategic combination, consistently delivering truly valuable, high-quality content that directly answers your audience's needs and questions.
That's the core of it, quality and strategic consistency working together.
So considering all of this, here's something for you listening to think about. What's one specific area within your current content strategy where making a deliberate shift, maybe towards higher quality or maybe towards more strategic consistency, could potentially yield the biggest positive impact for you right now? Definitely worth mulling over.
Yeah, that's a great question to ask yourself. And really, this is just scratch the surface today.
Oh, for sure.
The world of data and insights into what makes B2B content truly effective is huge, and it's always evolving. So keep exploring, keep questioning your assumptions, and most importantly, keep creating content that genuinely serves your audience.